This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. Good time to get in touch with me. If you're at a baseball game, that seems to me you can, you can use a cell phone at baseball games, although it's probably a little irritating when people talk on cell phones. Let's face it, cell phone talking is irritating because you're having to hear people's private conversation, right? And the worst is you can only hear about every third word, whether you're actually eavesdropping or actually on the other connected, right?
Right.
We used to actually talk in full sentences. I think it's one of the reasons people text. It just occurred to me in a flash of insight. Is because even though there are major spelling mistakes and everybody abbreviates, that it's not going to drop off. It is more efficient than email. I actually asked somebody why a text would go through and why an email wouldn't, and they explained that it had to do with the broad, with the band and the space that they needed to transmit. Did you know? Who knew that? I didn't know that. And I didn't know that Hedy Lamarr was one of the people who discovered, patented, I think she did actually patent it, the broadband that is actually available and the basis of Wi-Fi these days. Who knew? Not only gorgeous and an actress, but smart. I love that kind of thing. It's also IBM PC Day. IBM is one of those fascinating companies that was sort of ahead of the curve and then behind the curve. I'll tell you more in a moment. It's also French Fry Day, Kool-Aid Day. Remember when Kool-Aid was benign before Jim Jones? Middle Child's Day. I'll tell you, it's Sewing Machine Day because this is the day in 1851 where Isaac Singer was granted a patent for the sewing machine. No more. He actually used a treadle. I actually had a treadle machine that my great-great-grandmother had that I learned to sew on. 855-993-7569. Lynn, how may I help you today?
Hi, it's Dr. Joy. I'm fine, thanks. How are you doing?
Good. A little warm, but I'll hang in. It is that time of year where we expect heat, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
What's on your mind?
I'm calling today just to get your advice on, I seem to have a very hard time kind of breaking off a relationship, and I'm not even sure if it's really the right thing to do. I'll try to give you the scenario quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in my mid-40s. He's in his late 40s. And basically we started dating in September of last year and end of September. And it wasn't even really like dating. It was more, he just kind of wanted to move right in very quickly and was telling me he loved me very quickly. And I just give you the main point.
Let me ask you a couple questions.
Detail.
Can I just say a couple things before we go further? Did you meet online?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And both of you were single?
No, he was getting in the process of getting divorced. I know your one-year rule. I know.
Well, I mean, you can. I'm sure that it's going to play a part in this, and it's not that I'm doing the na-na-na-na-na. I'm saying the reason that you're about to tell not only me but yourself and everyone why this doesn't make a lot of sense, but and you actually have already sort of done part of it, which is that his exuberance, his enthusiasm, was not borne out by the time frame. That it seemed even then, I mean, it's very flattering, and it feels really safe that somebody cares more about you than you care about them, but it's unstable, and it's unseemly. It just doesn't fit the data very well. But, okay, so 40s,
exactly.
Have you...
Based on needs, not on real feelings, yeah.
You got it, and on fantasies, and on baggage, and on all sorts of things. Have you been married before?
Yeah, a long time ago, for like 20 seconds, I mean...
Okay.
So I was married in my early 20s for 20, yeah, really 27.
Fair enough. Okay. So you met online. Seemed very enthusiastic. Is he divorced at this moment?
No. The thing is, he got, so it's been 10 months. He got he was married earlier for 7 years. This is his second marriage. It was for like 8 or 9 years. She left. I think she left because he's got an incredible temper. It's just temper tantrums. He doesn't get his way, and it's over something super okay, I know it might not be insignificant, but like, can you please wash the knives differently or something? He just blows up. I can never do anything right, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And yeah. We'll leave in at like 1 o'clock in the morning. We'll throw things, this kind of thing.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. So then at the, most recently, like in March or something, I met his parents. His parents don't like me because I'm not a baby machine. They say that I'm too independent. They don't understand why I don't, like, not only clean, why don't I help him with his apartment? Why don't I clean his apartment?
Whoa! Is he an only child or the only boy or something?
He's the first child, but his dad is extremely controlling over, like, all of the siblings, to be honest. And they say we found this, it's all happened last night. One of his, a friend of the family who's like his age and male came to visit, and his parents called, the friend before and asked him to, try to talk him out of the relationship with me. Those were exact words. And this all came down because, the guy asked me, you're older than Frank. Frank's his name. You're older than Frank, aren't you? And I said, no. First of all, it's horrible for a guy to ask that. Mm-hmm. And I'm about 3 years younger. And I said, why? And then I'm thinking, oh God, you know, maybe I really should get Botox or something. and then he's, so then like an hour later, I was just kind of joking around saying, okay, well, no dessert for you if you tell me I look old again or something like this. And then he said, oh, the reason I said that is because Frank's parents told me you were way too old to have children. And so then I look way too old and that I wouldn't be a good mother because I don't take care of his son and I don't spend enough time with his son. And his son is only there 4 days a week. And that's another big problem because the son is, he's allowed to stay up until like 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, and it's not just for a special occasion like fireworks or something. It's just, there are no boundaries whatsoever. So it's very difficult to be around. So a lot of times when he's with his son on the weekend, I just say, hey, you know, to help him with the transition, I'll come over for dinner or let's go to the zoo or let's do something like that. But I've never spent the night when the child is there.
Good.
I don't think it's a good idea.
I agree with you.
And so I just said, okay, I'm present, but I'm not taking, you know, whatever. So his mother was here the last weekend, and she came in and she mopped all the floors. She organized all of his closets. She cleaned both bathrooms. She went upstairs and was appalled at there's like a balcony, that the balcony looks so bad because it's all weeds.
No, wait a minute, wait a minute.
She says that
are you actually living with this dude?
No, I live in a different apartment, which is why I'm not moving in with, first of all, I shouldn't have even started with someone who's getting a divorce, let alone, no way am I moving in.
Okay, so when she came to his apartment and did all this stuff.
Right, right. And then it was like, then it came, she went back, and then she called this friend of Frank's and said, hey, she had discussed it with her husband, and they want me out. And it's because I'm too independent. I'm not a good mother. I don't take care of Frank. I mean, I should just
okay.
be some sort of
so what's your question to me?
So my
little independent,
is,
not taking care of Frank woman.
Yes, exactly. And I just, you know, I get, of course, I'm super hurt. And then he said, well, he's going to just disconnect from his family, but he's had problems with his family the entire time.
Okay, right, so wait a minute. He told you all this stuff?
No, I was there last night with this friend who brought it up.
All right, so I'll tell you what. When we come back, I want you to think about, over the next couple of minutes, what you want out of this relationship, okay? When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about, because I need a little more clarification, but think about what you want in this relationship if you had a magic wand, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're chatting with Lynn, who is in a relationship with a guy who's not divorced, whose mom and dad have decided that she is not appropriate for their son. How did you find out? I know that when the dude came to dinner and said, made a comment about how old you were, that you found out. But how did he tell you? Did Frank tell you about his mother coming and cleaning everything and rearranging his clothes and whatever? How did you find out about that?
I found out about that on Wednesday evening before the friend arrived, just because from I was
whom?
At the apartment. So from Frank.
He told you about it?
Yeah, he just said, oh, my mother came in, and he said, please take off your shoes because my mother just mopped all the floors. And then I saw the other stuff, too. When I met them in March, they told me, oh, our son is not stable. We don't mind if you date him, but we don't want you to be in a serious relationship with him.
Well, look, the issue, his parents sound like Neanderthals. But the issue is that he goes along with it. The issue is not what they want. The issue is
exactly.
how he behaves. So, it's easy to sort of dislike them because you don't care about them. You presumably care about him. So let me get back to the question I asked you mm-hmm. before we took the break, which is, what do you want from this relationship? What are you looking for?
What I'm looking for is a stable partnership where I would date someone for a year and a half or so, maybe then talk about an engagement, getting married. Much more on a slower time scale, from like 2 to 3 years, let's say, from the time of meeting to get to know someone.
Okay, that's talking about time frame. What characteristics are you looking for in a partner? Do you want children?
Someone who's understanding, someone who's putting me as a top priority. I don't have to be the only priority, but a top priority.
What kind of work does he do?
He's a CFO.
Okay. How many hours does he work? A day or
not
a week.
Much. He's a very easy 42, let's say, something like that, between 40 and 45.
Okay, well that's kind of normal. I mean, it's what do you do?
Well, I mean, he's not like there 60 hours a week, you know.
Okay, yeah. So what do you do?
I work in communications.
Okay,
so corporate communications.
All right, he's got two pieces of he's got at least three pieces of baggage that I can see that are not him but are tangential to him and will influence his behavior. One is his son, including his parenting skills, and we could put those all in one sort of bag. They're not the same, but they're overlap and would certainly influence the relationship. One is his parents, and again, it's his parents on one hand and how he interacts with his parents on the other. So we could make that parenting, parents. And then the fact that he's not married. I mean, he's not divorced.
Right.
What is it about this guy that makes him an appealing partner for you at this moment?
I think it's the hope, the fact that.
No. I'm not saying about what you think he may turn into. I'm saying what he offers at this moment that's useful to you or valuable to you.
Well, he likes to spend a lot of time. When we spend time together, we like to do the same thing.
Okay.
So I would say that's it. And he's a good conversationalist. That's
okay.
Why I like that. I think we have the same like when I say we like to do the same things, the same sort of balance. We would spend a vacation the same way. We would spend a day the same way. An evening the same way, this kind of thing. So.
Okay, well, those are not nothing. I mean, those are
right.
important things. It sounds like you have a basis for a friendship. How many days a week do you spend together at this moment?
If it were up to him, we would spend every evening together and every weekend. And if it were up to me, I would say we would spend 3 nights a week and maybe 1 weekend night together. We do not have it all. That is absolutely not in sync.
Oh, honey, that's only the tip of the not in sync iceberg. I'm really understand that he's going to feel. I mean, going forward, first of all, I think the good news about this, believe it or not, is he's still married, which means you can buy yourself some time. Are you sexually active with him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Unless it's incredibly valuable to you, and I'm saying incredibly valuable to you, I'd stop it, and I'll tell you why. It will bind you closer to him, it will make him more dependent on you, and it will give both of you less breathing room. if that's the primary reason that you're in this relationship, my telling you not to do it is not very likely. But because if you weren't sleeping together, what you could say to him is, I really like spending time with you. I view you as a really great friend, but you're not available. You know, and I don't want to be the person who broke up your marriage. I don't want that responsibility. You're going to have to deal with setting better boundaries for your parents. If we're going to co-parent, we need to figure that out better than we figured it out. I don't really want to be involved with your child at this moment, because if he either falls in love with me and I fall in love with him and we break up, that's another breakup for him. There's just too much going on here, and I don't want to be a distraction. You've got some really important things to do that have to do with money and parents and parenting and whether you really want any more children and time spent and dependency and all sorts of things. And I just don't want to be the emotional Red Cross. I don't want to feel like I'm, on the one hand, letting you do anything you want, which is setting up the wrong basis for a relationship, because sooner or later I'm going to get fed up, and then you're going to say, but yeah, but you always let me do this, and that's going to be very disruptive. Or to be the Wicked Witch of the West and say, you know, you have to do this. So I think you should go off and run your life, and we should, you know, once a month email each other and just say, hi, how are you doing, and see what happens. And if I were you, I'd date some other people, because when you look at it, it sounds like he has the ability to be a good friend, but he's an all-or-nothing guy. He doesn't negotiate. He doesn't negotiate with you. He doesn't negotiate with his kid. He doesn't negotiate with his parents. It's all-or-nothing. It's either his way or the highway. He has temper tantrums when he doesn't get his way. He is, and your sense of setting boundaries, he's going to push you all of the time. He's going to make you feel that he loves you more than you love him. Yeah. And he has nothing to lose at this moment, and you have everything to lose. It's just unbalanced. It's not that it's an immoral position on his part. Everybody always wants what they want. But you've got no room to negotiate. You've got, he's still married. He has a kid. He's, you know, trying to keep his parents happy. And so what he can say is, if you don't understand me, you don't understand the complaint. If you love me, you've got no bargaining power. And that doesn't work well for the long term, let alone for the short term in a relationship. And I'm not saying that you should say no to him completely, but the very fact that you want more independence, more breathing room in this relationship, and he has nothing to lose and is just attaching himself like a barnacle, think about why he would do that. All right? Let me put you on hold. Come back to you in just a second. Yeah, you can have all the time you want. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Lynn, who is in certainly a very complicated situation at this moment and trying to figure out what to do about it. All right, so I wasn't going to cut you off, so what's on your mind at this moment?
So the question, which is like we got the background, and I think you understand the situation perfectly, it's more of like he says things to me. It's been very rocky. And when I say temper tantrums, by the way, he'll like scream off my balcony that he wants to kill himself and stuff. It's not like a normal temper tantrum. It's really crazy stuff. And, so it's been a very rocky relationship. It's been on off where we don't talk for a week, this kind of thing, just to give you that also, in the mix. And he will say, oh, but you put me in this cage because you want me to give you an answer about something. And I think, well, yeah, that's normal. I mean, most people could provide that answer, for example. And so he will say to what you said to me before was all of these tangential things in his life. You know, my reason of sort of hanging on is that eventually those things will be gone. I mean, the child will be 21 days.
Well, how's the child now?
The parents, 8.
Okay, well, it's 13 years. How old
right,
is
the... Right, but I'm just saying that the child will be, you know, grown up.
Oh, well, honey, if you think 15 final, is going to be easier than 8, you haven't been paying much attention. How old are his parents?
His parents are in their 70s, mid-70s, yeah.
Okay, so what is the question here?
Okay, so the question is, I just want to know how to say it. I am...
Well, are you really willing to wait 13 years? And assuming that somehow his son, when he's 21, is going to be magically, you know, easy to deal with or on board, or Frank's going to change his behavior toward him, is not particularly likely. I mean,
I'm a big fan of yours, and you always say, if you knew it would change, would you stay or would you go? And I would be gone yesterday.
Well, then what I would do is help him understand what the issues are and have him call you when he's been divorced for a year and some of these issues are clarified. Because you've got nothing going on now.
Yeah, not this once a month stuff.
Well, why?
Well, that's what you said. You mentioned once a month to email each other.
Yeah, no. But that's sort of...
So.
But the point is that when I ask you what you want, I mean, that's to sort of... He's got so much to work on, and anytime you make any demands, he's just going to say you're just controlling. I mean, look, if this were a guy that was divorced and, you know, it was really great, and the real issue, and somehow his parenting style didn't make you nuts, that would be one thing. Then you could say, then I'd say, well, go, you know, sit down with his mom. I mean, he should be sitting down with his mom, but he clearly not going to do that, so one of the possibilities is to say, tell me how we can get along better. I love your son dearly, and, you know, we've been together a year. But, I mean, right now... Her son is married to another woman. I mean, and who knows what her real objection. I mean, this is just, there are just so many pieces that don't fit here. And as you point out, the assumption that somehow everything will change and be better is a really scary assumption. And even if it changed tomorrow, he's still married to somebody else.
Yep.
The problem about the once a month at this moment is it's going to keep you involved, and I don't think much is going to change about him.
Yeah, I don't either, and I don't think he would even honor the once a month. If he can contact me once a month, it'll be, you know.
Every day.
No, I agree with you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just say to him, look,
extreme.
And I'd say, look, I'm crazy about you. I can see us having a life together, but I just can't, you know, are your parents alive?
Yeah.
Great. Just say your mother is having a fit that you're dating a married man. So you can have the battle of the mothers. I mean, it's not really the issue, but so what? I mean,
just get out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he has nothing to offer you except aggravation at this moment. And no matter what you do, he's not honoring your concerns. He's not saying, yeah, I get it. There's no sense of urgency. He's not. I mean, you've been with him for 10 months. And, I mean, look, whatever. The point is, the situation serves him well at this moment. He's got all sorts of reasons to oppose you and that you don't like. He's going to say you don't like his kid or you won't deal with him when his kid's around. His mom, according to him, doesn't like you. So he's got all these reasons. Well, gee, I love you, but he's still married to someone else.
Yeah,
so you got no ability to negotiate anything.
Don't like
at this
me
moment.
At all because they.
It doesn't look. If he were 15 years old and living at home, that would be an issue. It's not an issue. It's quite often that parents don't like their kids dating thing. But the point is, whether they like you or not, he's a grown up. He would have to stand up to them or not stand up to them. Either go along with his wishes and let them pick a wife for him, or tell him that, Mom, I don't tell you guys how to run your life. Don't tell me how to run mine. None of that's relevant, Lynn. He's still married to someone else. He's not in any rush to be unmarried to that person. He's got a perfect situation. He's got a girlfriend that he can essentially manipulate by having temper tantrums. He doesn't have to commit to her because she has all these complaints. He's still married to somebody else. He can come and go as he wants. He can have sex with somebody when he wants to have sex. And he can, I mean, what's in this for you?
Nothing.
Well, there is something. I mean, he's companionable when he's around, when he's not having a temper tantrum, as long as you're being submissive, and there's sex. But the point is it enough? And if it is, I mean, if nothing else, one of the possibilities is to just not see him for a while, get past him, see other people, and see if you can't find somebody for whom. And the two of you aren't even, I mean, you're not even really dating, as you pointed out. He's married to somebody else. And when it's this much difficulty, when there's nothing going on, what's going to happen when the two of you really have some issues to negotiate, like where do we live, or how do we spend money, or, I mean, then you're talking about wanting to be independent. You're going to have as much independence now as you're ever going to have, even though you have no real emotional independence and you have no bargaining power. But if he was not married, he would draw the line in the sand and say, we're either going to live together or I'm out of here.
No.
I just don't see what's in this for you for the short term, let alone the long term. And, you know, and you have nothing to lose by at least backing off and saying, you know, call me when you're divorced for a year. This gives you some time to figure out if this is really what you want and see who he really is. And when there's not that nice little safe place for him to be, it's, well, I'm married to someone else and my mom doesn't like you and my kid needs you, then who knows who he's going to be. I mean, he may turn into a much nicer person or a much less nice person. He may be much more what you want or not at all what you want, but at least you have a chance to sort it out. Right now, you got nothing.
No. Okay.
Okay.
It's very
and you don't have
yeah.
Yeah, and exactly. And you don't have to be ugly to him. You don't have to say, look, you creep. All I have to say is, listen, I'm crazy about you. I don't want to be any more emotionally committed to you than I already am because, you know, it's just it's so painful for me that you're married to somebody else. I mean, you know, lay on your own kind of nonsense. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you give him something to argue about, he's going to throw himself out the balcony and say it's all your fault. If you say, I love you so much. I mean, that's the same thing he's pulling on you. If I love you so much, I can't put myself in this compromised position and I can't deal with the pain I'm causing you by putting you between you and your parents and making you uncomfortable at your parenting. And, you know, I just love you too much. I don't want to start our relationship on that basis. I don't want to bug you about being married to somebody else. So go ahead and do what you need to do. And then I can hardly wait till we can get back together a year after you're divorced and see where both of us are and begin our new life together.
Yeah.
There's nothing that can cause him to jump at that moment. Well, he's going to say, well, if you really love me, he'd say, well, no, I do love you. That's the problem.
Yeah, I don't want my heart broken because, you know, a lot of men, they are men or maybe even women. I mean, they going through a divorce and then they're free.
Well, you don't even have to say that. You don't have to say that. You can just say, listen, I need to feel the security that knowing that you're, you know, that you're really available. Because if you say, then he'll say is I'm not like other men. Or you're just embittered.
Yep.
Don't give him anything to argue with you about. Just tell him how much you love him and you know, if at some point he's available, you really want to start your life clean with him. Okay?
Great.
Then just
okay, perfect.
Out there.
Thank you so much. You're great.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So there's no problem with somebody wanting what they want. And if you describe them as controlling, which really means is you're being passive, that you're trying to avoid any confrontation. And it really doesn't have to be bloody, but negotiation is a perfectly reasonable substitute for confrontation. To negotiate, both of you have to know what you want. And if all you're doing is reacting to somebody's wishes and saying no or succumbing, that's not negotiation. All right? So, and people say, well, I don't like confrontation. Nobody really likes confrontation except bullies. But negotiation really requires some respect, some clarification, some communication, and some willingness to stick around, because everybody's first offer, almost by definition, is not going to be the final outcome. So whenever you say somebody is controlling, ask yourself if you're just being submissive. And if so, you can choose not to be so submissive, or you can choose to be submissive, but then don't complain about it. It's your choice. Okay, 855-993-7569. Let's do an email because we always give first priority is to phone calls, second is to emails because of the immediacy, third is to Facebook, fourth is to program director, fifth is to carrier pigeon, whatever, I don't know, smoke signals. All right, let's hear what the email is.
This one's from Vivian. Vivian says, your partial review of the film about college as a commodity and students as consumers really struck a nerve. The third element is professors as providers, not repositories of guidance and knowledge, but conveyors of what the student thinks he, she needs slash wants to know. That's a shrinking of the horizon.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed. Keep going. Go ahead.
Professors are now rated by the students, and the salaries or even employment can be predicated on these results.
Yep.
There is even talk of revoking tenure, the time-honored guarantor of freedom of expression in the classroom. Nowadays, you can't talk about topics to which students are not receptive, even as hypotheticals. It's job training, not education. My engineer husband took all the math and physics he could, which enabled him to undertake new areas and methods, not trot along in the same overly worn paths occupied for past decades. I expect your film touches on this topic.
Absolutely. Vivian, good, yes, indeed. Let me just read you, the film actually comes out, which I will review when it comes out. I had the same response to it that Vivian did of, oh my gosh! Starving the Beast examines the ongoing power struggle on college campuses across the nation as political and market-oriented forces push to disrupt and reform America's public universities. The film documents a philosophical shift that seeks to reframe public higher education as a value proposition. And she's absolutely right. One is political, one is economic, but her point about professors and essentially the inmates running the asylum, okay, I know, don't push it. I mean, the idea that if you didn't like a professor when you were in school was, I mean, who cared? I mean, nobody cared. And the most popular professors were quite often the ones who taught you the least. They were the most fun. I'll tell you a quick story because this really fits directly in to Vivian's point, even though it was in a different time and context, and you'll see why in a minute. Same guy whose name, we're going to make him Dr. Dan White for no particular reason, taught two segments of the same course, exactly the same curriculum. In the first one, he made everybody call him Dr. White, and he said that there were going to be two exams, and you had to be, if you missed three classes, that he would automatically flunk you, and yada yada. Okay. In the second, same scenario, same book list, same class, same lectures. In the first one, he shows up in a coat and tie. On the second section, he is in an open-neck denim shirt and blue jeans and says, call me Dr. Danny, and says, you know, this is the course, and you know, I'm here for you guys, and had the same two exams. The first course, the student evaluates and says, yeah, and you have to remember the curriculum was exactly the same, the reading was exactly the same. On the first one, they said that he was really a terrific teacher, that Dr. White was a really great teacher, because as the semester went on, he got friendlier, and they felt that they'd earned his respect. And therefore, they thought the course was great, they learned a lot, they would recommend to their friends. The second, same curriculum, same reading list. When he gave an exam, they said he was a charlatan, that he, you know, that he didn't really know his subject, they were disappointed. The idea being, for me, when I read the survey, it's if you're ever going to have to be tough up front. Because if you're tough up front and then ease off, people view you as respecting them. If you're easy up front and then yank the reins, they view you as having betrayed them and seduced them. Now, imagine when this study was done, which was about 30 years ago, if those same students had been able to okay the course, you know, to say this was a great course or not, it might have been very different because they might not have waited till the exam. And the idea that he wasn't very friendly and he was off, you know, he was very formal, might have literally skewered him, because even though the context was different, the the subject matter was exactly the same. And that issue about tenure, it's one of the things that happens in the movie, is they deny tenure. They decide to get rid of it. So that the academic freedom that tenure, and you have to earn tenure, it's not automatic, the academic freedom that tenure endows is taken away completely. And you're exactly right. The students determined if they like the course. And why do students like the course? Because it's entertaining, or it's easy, or both. So that means if there's attendance taken and you not show up, you're going to get a bad grade. The professor's going to get the bad grade. We don't care. Students' grades, it means pass-fail or everybody gets an A. I mean, it's a completely different environment, and the idea that we have to please the students as opposed to teach the students. And some of the professors I liked the least were the ones I learned the most from. And it wasn't that I was terrified of them per se. It's just it was hard for me because I didn't understand what they were telling me, or it wasn't what my natural inclination was. But Vivian, you're exactly right. Starving the Beast, I will tell you more about it. I'll review it for you when it comes out first week over Labor Day. And it should be must-see. But she's exactly right. That whole context of the idea being that the teachers are there to help you find truth, to help you find different pathways, to help you learn to think. Because otherwise, all you're going to do is stay in your own little rut of what's comfortable for you, especially if you're a kid. I mean, at 16 or 17 or 18, who wants to be challenged? Not very many. They want to get good grades. They want to be able to drink beer. They want to be able to go out and have all sorts of freedom. Having to study for a course that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to them? Just say we don't like the professor. He'll be gone. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.